Hi, this is Dr. Saeed, Italian Medical Report. Patient first name is Beatrice, B-E-A-T-R-I-Z, last name Murillo, M-U-R-I-L-L-O, date of birth is 08-23-1953, period examination date is 08-02-2025, period examination, chief complaint colon patient came today with a chief complaint of lesion on the nose, period next line, subject to colon. Patient came today with her daughter for interpretation, and she stated that patient has noticed pimple on the nose. It is not bleeding and not painful. It's been there for past few weeks. Period. Next line. Severe system colon. Patient denied. Day come, dizziness come, chest pain come, short of breath, nausea, vomiting. Period. Patient is exposed to sun, and she stayed in Mexico. 7 months a year. Here, next line. Obstructive colon. HEENT examination reveals less than 2 millimeter size skin lesion on the tip of the nose without any active bleeding or tenderness. It is reddish. Here, next line, there is no lymphoid enlargement. The next line, heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. The next line, looks clear bilaterally without any bleeding. Here, most of the body has no rashes. Period. Next patient. Maria, M-A-R-I-A. Last name is Fuentes, F-U-E-N-T-E-S. Date of birth is 07-28-1943. Period examination date is 08-04-2025. Period next line, chief complaint, colon patient came today. The chief complaint of sinus tap headache. Period next line, subject to colon. Patient came today with her daughter and grandson for interpretation. They stated that patient has developed sinus kind of pressure for past several days. And also, there is dullness in the ears. There is minimal cough without any sputum production. There is no fever or chills, and she is not exposed to any serious illnesses. Period next line. Review of system, colon patient denied. Ear pain, comma, throat, comma, coughing difficulty, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting or leg swelling or calf swelling. Period next line. Objective colon. HEENT examination reveals frontal sinus headache. Period depending on the intact without any perforation. And oropharyngeal examination is remarkable. The next line is supple without any front enlargement. The next line heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. The next line lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. The next line patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next patient. Lucia, L-U-C-J-A, last name is N-O-W-I-C-K-A, date of birth is 01-02-1950, period examination date is 08-04-2025, period examination, chief complaint, colon patient came today, the chief complaint of frequent urine tract infection, period examination, subject to colon patient today, pressure patient came today with her daughter for interpretation, she stated that patient has on and off ear infection last a few months, and she has an open urination at this time. However, urinalysis showed few white blood cells. Period. Next line, to be off system, colon patient denied. Headache, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting. Common leg swelling or calf swelling, see the next line, objective colon. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. The next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. The next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowels are active. There is no suprapubic tenderness. The next line, extremities are unmarkable. Next patient. T-H-A-D-D-E-U-S, last name Kanaga, K-N-A-G-A, date of birth is 09-28-1973, period examination date is 08-04-2025, period next line, chief complaint, colon patient came today, the chief complaint of left leg, yep. swelling. Period. Next line, subject to colon. Patient came today as a follow-up after ultrasound of the left leg, and the test did not show any deep venous thrombosis. Period. The patient was fell down, injured his right leg, and he underwent a sonographic study. There was no clot. Patient was putting cold compressors on the leg along with the elevation, one or two pillows. Patient was feeling fine, and therefore yesterday in the night he had a cramp and he pulled his muscle. Left leg. In the morning, there was a slight swelling around the ankle, and also there was bruises on the leg. Patient had some pain in the right leg, correction, some pain in the left leg. Residual from the cramps the night time period. Patient is able to ambulate without any pain or discomfort. Next line. Baby was system colon patient denied. Headache cover, dizziness cover, chest pain cover, shuttle pain cover, nausea cover, vomiting cover. Tremors come, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, or significant weight gain. Period. Next line. Past medical history is significant for hypercholesterolemia. He's been on medications on a regular basis. He also received Repatha REPATHA, 140 milligrams. Per ml subcutaneous injection. 14 days as per the cardiologist here. Next time patient has a history of hypertension and is on losartan 100 mg once a day and diastolic 5 mg tablet, 1 tablet a day along with losartan diet. Period. Next time patient also has a history of gastritis and is on pentaprazole 20 mg tablet once a day along with bland diet. His next patient has a history of erectile dysfunction and he was on tadalafil 20 mg tablet once a day, 3 to 4 days a week as needed. Period. Next line. Social history patient works full-time job and never smoked cigarette, alcohol user quit a few months ago, otherwise he's very active. Okay, next line. Obstructive colon. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement. Okay, next line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Okay, next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. The next line, abdomen slightly obese, but tenderness and bowels are active. The next line, extremities has a test of pain edema on the left ankle and loose discoloration without any tenderness. There is no significant tenderness of the left calf. And patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. There is no redness or swelling of the left calf. Period. Next can handle all discussions. Patient regarding treatment plan. So these questions are answered to the satisfaction and verbalized for understanding. Period. Next patient is Maria, M-A-R-I-A, last name Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z, date of birth is 01 1/5. His correction date of birth is 01/16/1976. Examination date is 08/04/2025. The next line, chief complaint colon patient came today. The chief complaint of sore throat, comma, diarrhea, comma, low back pain, and stuffy nose. The next line subject to colon patient stated that for the last few days she noticed nasal congestion. It was followed by mild cough. The patient developed low back pain. And the pain level is 4 or 5 upon exertion. It is relieved after resting period. Next line, patient also developed diarrhea. It is mostly watery for the last 24 hours. And she has not seen any blood in the stool. Period. Next line. Review of system colon patient denied. Double vision, comma. Ear discharge, comma. Swallowing difficulty, comma. Chest pain, comma. Shortness of breath, comma. Nausea, comma. Vomiting, comma. Leg swelling, or calf swelling, comma. Tremors, comma. Focal weakness of the upper lower extremities. Period. Next line. Medical history is significant for seizures, and she is on Keppra 750 mg tablet, one tablet twice a day. Next is social history. Patient works full time job in a factory. She has just been cigarettes and alcohol use. Otherwise, she is very active. Here, next line, objective colon. HEENT examination reveals nasal congestion bilaterally, and patient has nasal voice. Period. There is no active bleeding. Period. Next line. Orofacial examination is unremarkable. Period. Next line. Neck is supple without any lymphoid enlargement. Period. Next line. Heart examination has normal heart function without any murmur. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is slightly obese without any tenderness. The bowel sounds are active. Period. Next line. There is no superfluous tenderness. Period. Next line. Extremities has no cap tenderness or edema or tremors. Period. Next line. Musculoskeletal examination reveals tenderness of the soft tissues of the lumbar spine and lumbar forward flexion is painful at 90 degrees. Period. Patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next line. A long discussion with the patient regarding treatment plan. All other questions are answered to satisfaction, she verbalized for understanding. Period. Next question is Nicole, and I see your ID. Last name is Rame, CRAME. The date of birth is 12/15/1971. Period. Examination date is 08/04/2025. Period. Next line, chief complaint caller. Patient came today for annual physical exam and also complaining of both knee pain, comma, generalized weakness, comma, weight gain. Period. Next line. Subject to colon. Patient says that she has noticed pain in both the knees and she has knee brace. Patient follows with orthopedic. The pain level is 5 or 6 upon exertion. It is relieved after resting. And patient is going to use correction patient with a heating pad. Period. Next line. Patient has generalized weakness. It's on and off for the past several months. Patient started doing stretching exercises to your neckline. Patient has gained weight and she's advised on low carb diet. Also, the patient's activity is reduced due to bilateral knee braces and generalized weakness period. Next line, patient also came today as a follow-up for gastric bypass, trauma. Both legs, DVT, and have a pacemaker period next line. Radio system, colon patient denied, double vision comma, dizziness comma, ear discharge comma, sore throat comma, cough comma, fever comma, chill. Comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, vomiting, comma, diarrhea, comma, swelling of the feet, comma, or snoring period, next line. Past medical history is significant for generalized muscle spasm. She's on baclofen 10 mg tablet, one tablet 3 times a day. The next time patient has a history of anxiety disorder. She's on citalopram 40 mg tablet once a day. The next time patient has a history of significant multiple anaphylaxis. And she's on epinephrine. 0.3 mg/0.3 mL injection. This next line, patient has a history of numbness and tingling, and she's on gabapentin 800 mg tablet, 1 tablet 3 times a day. It is also an injectable, and she uses every 30 days, and then AJOVY. Your next patient has a history of hypotension, and she is on Myrodrine 5 mg tablet, 1 tablet 3 times a day. Your next patient has a history of gastritis, and she is on Pentaprazole 40 mg. Tablet once a day. Next line, patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia. Patient has a history of diabetes. She is on Xarelto 20 mg tablet once a day. This patient has a sleeping disorder, and she is on Zolpidem 5 mg tablet, one nightly as needed. For the next line, allergies. The patient is allergic to albuterol, comma, iodinated contrast, comma, ketorolac, K-E-T-O-R-O-L-A-C, comma, morphine, comma, neosporin, comma, nitroglycerin, comma, penicillin, comma, prednisone, comma, tramadol, comma, fin causing anaphylaxis period. The food allergies are positive for avocado, and coconut peel. Other allergies include bee venom, erythritin, erythycin, hornet, hornet venom, nitrous oxide, wasp, wasp venom, and yellow jacket venom. Here, next line. Recent surgical history. None feared. Next line. Examination is unremarkable. Clear next line. Orofacial examination with the normal limits. Clear next line. Like a supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymphoid enlargement. Clear next line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Clear next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally with medium. Clear next line. Abdominal injuries without any tenderness. Involvement are active. Clear next line. Extremities has no calcaneus or pilidema or tremors. Next line. Neurological examination. Patient has generalized weakness without any focal deficit, and she is mostly wheelchair bound. Here, next line. Musculoskeletal examination reveals no significant tenderness except both knee joints, and they are in the knee braces. Pacemaker is in place. Here, next line. Had an extensive discussion with the patient and her daughter, and all their questions are answered to the satisfaction. And they were blessed to understand. Here. Next patient.
Carlos, C-A-R-L-O-S, last time is Fuentes, F-U-E-N-T-E-Z. Date of birth is 0108-1964. Peer examination date is 0804-2025. Peer next line.
Chief complaint colon patient came today for physical exam as well as follow-up after hospital discharge. Peer. Patient also complained of left shoulder pain and poor vision. Here, next line. Objective color, correction, subjective color. The patient says that he had severe headache a few days ago. And then he decided to go to the emergency room. Here, the ER patient had CT scan of the brain and showed intraparenchymal bleed. After that, patient was kept in observation for several hours. And after that, patient was discharged home with the instruction of not to take any aspirin or ibuprofen like medication. Here's next line. Question: similar patient said that he was on ibuprofen, 100 milligram, at least 2 or 3 times a day. And he quit a few days ago. Yes, next line. Review system, full inpatient denied. And dizziness. ear pain comes, cold sore comes, cough comes, fever comes, chills comes, chest pain comes, shortness of breath comes, nausea comes, vomiting comes, leg swelling, cramps in the period next line. Transmedical history is significant for recent intracranial bleed. The patient was taking ibuprofen. Continuously prepared for 7 to 8 days. To the next line. Allergies are none. To the next line. Family history. Not contributory to the next line. Periodically reviewed and discussed with the next line. Social history, patient lives with his girlfriend, and he has two children. Period. Patient works in construction and handyman. Period. Objective colon. HEENT examination is remarkable without any headache. Neck is supple without any thorough enlargement or lymphoid enlargement. Next line. Chest is symmetrical without any deformity or tenderness. The next line. Heart examination. There is normal heart sound without any murmur. The next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any bleeding. The next line. Abdomen is soft. Without any tenderness, the pulse is active. The next line, extremities and no cap tendon is ready one. The tremors here, next line. Left shoulder examination is the minimal tenderness of the first step. And hand grips are bilaterally equal. Here is the next line. Very long discussion with patient. There are treatment plan. Now his questions are answered to his satisfaction. What is the next one that's an exhibit?
End of dictation.